Hello, everyone, and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon, and I have two panelists in the studio with me, Liz and Catherine. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey, Brandon.
And we are talking about a fitness article, and I'm glad that Catherine and Liz, that they're both here because they like to exercise. Is that correct?
Yes.
That is right.
Okay. Catherine had to think about it for a moment, but I know that she does exercise
a lot,
right? You play squash. Is that true?
That's right. Every week.
Okay. And you also run?
Grudgingly, but yes, I run. Sorry. No, yes, I run. I try to go a few times a week.
Okay. And Liz, I know that you exercise a lot as well, but do you run?
As a warm up.
Okay.
But I do get involved in other kinds of activities as well when I'm exercising.
Okay. Great. Well, then you're in the right place, panelists.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Brandon. It's good to be here.
I don't know if I necessarily want to use the word like with exercise, but I do exercise.
That's
and
good.
And I like it sometimes. I've really been running a lot lately. It's a lot for me anyways. and I've noticed results. And so that's always exciting to exercise and see results. If you don't see the results, it makes you just want to stay at home on the couch, right?
True. Very true.
So today we are talking about running with the right shoes. Now, last month, we also talked about the importance of running. We had an article where a study was conducted. They talked about how running could potentially add years to your life. Mm-hmm. And so that was an interesting article. And this month, we're talking more about the shoes. And it's important to have good shoes when you run, right, Liz?
Absolutely. Too many people out there when they're exercising, I've seen them just so willing to put in the time and effort, but the wrong kind of gear, the wrong kind of shoes. And I actually feel nervous when I watch these people because I just feel like they're going to get hurt.
That's right. It's important to have the right equipment, important in this case to have the right shoes. Have either of you had problems with your feet as a result of running or running with the wrong shoes?
Oh, absolutely. For myself, I guess just in the past, you just figure, well, I'm a size whatever, so just give me a size whatever in the right color, whatever right means, and then that's it, you know? And it's got shoelace that you tie up tight, and that's it. What more do you want,
right? So it's based on the fashion, right? What it looked like.
Right, for one thing, and also whatever is available in the store sometimes because you can't find your size or whatever.
That's true. So, I run into that sometimes. You don't have the size. They don't have the size you want. That happened to me last year. I got some shoes, and then they were too tight, and so I had to take them back. They didn't have the same color, and so that was heartbreaking.
Yes.
Not really heartbreaking, but anyway, I get over it. For you, Catherine, have you ever had problems with your feet as a result of running?
Yeah, I've trained for a couple of half marathons, and when I was in...
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of fun, but whenever we were getting ready for my first one, we started going on longer and longer runs, like 9 or 10 miles, and I remember at the end of my 10-mile run, we were up to like mile 8, and I wasn't tired physically, but I was nearly in tears because my feet were hurting so bad that I had to stop and start walking and let my feet rest for a few minutes because I was wearing very, very old running shoes, and the bottom, the inside of them were so worn down that it was like my feet, I could almost feel the pavement between the bottom of my shoes. Yeah, like, it was awful. That was the worst experience I've ever had. So
yeah,
I bought some new ones.
You have to really pay attention to how old your shoes are and how much you've used them. And I believe there's a certain like mile limit for the shoes, right?
That's true. But unfortunately for a lot of people, maybe it's just the kind of family background they have. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just feel like, well, there are no holes, really, at least not from the top.
Yes.
So why am I going to throw this pair away because it's still a decent pair of shoes. Meanwhile, the sole is like thin.
Exactly. Yeah, I grew up in a family where we did not get new shoes until we had holes in them or they were physically falling apart. So it was a weird learning experience to have to right. get rid of them, even though they weren't falling apart.
And I think if you're new to this, maybe you're just starting to get into running and mm-hmm. you don't know much about shoes or what shoes you should get. This is a good article to pay attention to because you want to make sure you get the right shoes, especially if you have some problems with your feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people, their feet, they're pretty normal. And so they probably have more flexibility with what kind of shoes they can purchase. But if you have problems with your feet and you're going for a run, it's especially important to find the right pair.
Absolutely, or else there will be consequences.
Yes, and I think the older you get, it's even worse.
Absolutely, so true. speaking from personal experience.
Yeah,
here.
It sounds like you're speaking from personal experience, Liz. Well, we are going to have our first reading now. So open up your magazines, if you have it there in front of you, to page 42, and we'll read the first column.
Running with the right shoes. Choosing the right running shoes could make a big difference in level of comfort. The wrong pair of shoes can make running miserable. It can cause hip and knee pain and a host of other maladies, said Laura Ramos, manager of the DMC Sports Performance Academy in Detroit. There are three different kinds of feet in the world. There are the biomechanically normal feet, which have a normal arch. It will pronate, roll inward, because that's part of walking and running. And it will supinate, roll outward, because that's also part of walking and running, what we call a normal amount. It allows you to walk and run with normal biomechanics, said Remus, who is both a physical therapist and certified athletic trainer. If you are a runner and you have a normal foot, you're going to do fairly well in a lot of different shoes. You probably won't have an injury.
Well, the way this article starts off catches my attention because the word miserable is there at the end of the first sentence. It says the wrong pair of shoes can make running miserable. And we've kind of already talked about that. We've given you some examples, listeners, that if you don't have the right pair of shoes, it can, of course, hurt your feet, which can make you not even want to run at all, right?
True.
And it can make your feet very painful.
I would say not just for running, even for walking.
That's right.
If you're not wearing the right kind of shoes, you may just think, I'm not going far, I'm just walking around the block. But I know some people just trying to get from point A to point B in the city with the wrong pair of shoes is actually awful.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And, you know, for ladies especially, there's such a variety of shoes that mm-hmm. you can wear. And I remember my mom, when she was younger, she hurt her feet, like she messed up her toe as a result of wearing the wrong kind of shoes, or her toenail, rather.
Oh.
And so, you know, there's all kinds of things we have to watch out for, because mm-hmm. especially, I'm not a lady, so I can't speak for you, but that can be a problem, right?
Yes. Thank you, Brandon, for your sympathy.
And so, but of course, you're hopefully going to run in at least a pair of running shoes mm-hmm. and not something else that doesn't make any sense. But
mm-hmm.
so we at least got that down, I think. But it's still important to get the right type of running shoes for your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that it can cause lots of different kinds of pain, right?
That's right. It can cause you both hip and knee pain, but also a host of other maladies. And a host of something is just a very large number. And then a malady is any sort of disease or pain that you might feel.
Okay, and this is according to Laura Ramos, and she's the manager of the DMC Sports Performance Academy in Detroit, Michigan, there in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then we learn about the different kinds of feet, Liz.
That's right. Three different kinds of feet in the world. This is in line 6. And there are the biomechanically normal feet. All right, this big word here, biomechanically. An adverb means in a way that relates to the structure of something, such as the structure of a body part. In this case, we're talking about the feet, the structure of the feet. And that's the first kind. You have the normal kind, in other words. And by normal, we're talking about the arch. And then we have the second kind. Well, okay, before we get on to the second kind, she goes on to describe with a normal arch, when you walk, your feet, it's supposed to rock in and out as you are taking each step. And so this rocking in and out is very normal. Everybody's feet, it should do that. Okay. But then we have problems. Some people rock too much inward. Some people rock too much in the opposite direction. That's how you get the two other kinds of feet types.
And that's where some of the problems come in.
Correct.
So they use these words here, pronate, it rolls inward.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's foot does that to some degree, but if it happens too much, then mm-hmm. that can cause problems. And then they use this word supinate, where mm-hmm. it rolls outward. And if that happens, or if it's that's too much, it rolls outward too much, then that causes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to figure out, you know, what's going on with your feet. And then we see that this is a part there in line 11, 10 and 11. This is all a part of walking and running,
mm-hmm.
talking about the rolling in and out, right?
Right.
And so as we move on, it says it allows you to walk and run with normal biomechanics. And we've explained that term. So basically, it is normal for your feet to roll in and out to some degree. But
mm-hmm.
what we're really focusing on here is figuring out what your feet do and matching the right shoe with your problem. Or
exactly.
maybe you have a normal foot,
mm-hmm.
and so then you get the shoe for that. So that's basically what we're talking about here.
Right. And Rama's here. She's able to say all this is because she has quite the background.
Mm-hmm.
She's not only a physical therapist, but she's also a certified athletic trainer. So she's got both sides all taken care of. And by both sides, I mean, by being a physical therapist, she knows how to deal with people who have injuries. And then being a certified athletic trainer, she's training people to become stronger. So you have a person here who has seen both sides.
Right. And she's certified, so she's taken some courses, and
mm-hmm.
she has some document that proves that. For example, if you're a teacher and you're certified, you have a document that says that because you've taken the courses, you've went through the training. And so that means that you should know something about that area, that
yes.
field, hopefully.
Yes. Not just the owner of a piece of paper.
Yes. Well, we continue here. It says, if you are a runner and you have a normal foot, what's going to happen?
Well, then you're going to do fairly well in a lot of different shoes, and you probably won't have an injury.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing because you don't have to watch as much at the kind of shoes that you choose.
And this, again, is from Laura Ramos.
Mm-hmm.
She is saying this. And so that's good news. If you have a normal foot, you have a variety of shoes you can choose from. I don't think it means here that you should choose, you know, if you have shoes, and they do have shoes for people who supinate or pronate too much,
mm-hmm.
and then you don't need those shoes,
mm-hmm.
right?
No, there's no need.
Right, there's no need for that, which some people might wear those. But here they're saying there's a variety of shoes you can choose from. You have a normal foot, so you don't have to worry about it that too much. But
mm-hmm.
The important thing is figuring out, you know, if you do have a normal foot or not. And we're going to discuss that more. Well, right now we are going to move over to the second column. We're moving right along today, and we're going to have our second reading.
But people with high arches or flat feet have a tendency to pronate or supinate too much, she said. If they wear shoes made for people with a normal foot type, or a foot type with the opposite problem, it can cause pain and injury. You have to match your foot type to the shoe, Ramos said. Learning what type of shoe is best for your foot isn't likely to be discovered by visiting your local sporting goods store or by clicking on a great-looking pair online. Figuring it out through trial and error can be costly and painful.
Okay, so now we get into more of an explanation here. It says that people with high arches or flat feet have a tendency to pronate or supinate too much. Now we have a diagram there at the bottom of page 43, and we see what a normal foot looks like, and then we have high arch and flat foot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have an high arch, you tend to supinate. And
mm-hmm.
if you have a flat foot, you tend to pronate.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gives you a little bit more of an idea of what problems you might have just based upon what kind of feet you have, right?
That's right. And if they wear shoes made for people with a normal foot type, then the shoe is designed for a normal foot, for a particular kind of arch, and then that is not going to give them the right kind of support that these people actually need. Like maybe your flat, your feet are flat, your arches will need extra support. But unfortunately, a regular normal pair of shoes will not be able to give you as much support. And the same thing for a high arch person, they will have other concerns too.
Right. So if you have this problem or you have this kind of foot, you have a high arch or a flat foot, you need to pay close attention and get the right shoes for your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ramos goes on to say here, you have to match your foot type to the shoe. That's mm-hmm. basically what we were just saying. And so what do we see next in the following paragraph?
Well, it says that learning what type of shoe is best for your foot isn't likely to be discovered by visiting your local sporting goods store or clicking on a pair online. So, yeah, I think that's what a lot of people do is just go to the sporting goods store and pick out what looks nice and pretty. And
we love convenience. Just walk into the store and just choose something or go online and choose something. But it takes more than that.
True. It's a whole lot more. I know some people who don't even want to buy their clothes online because they feel the need to try everything out before they're willing to pay.
That's me.
So you know that feeling. You feel the need to try it on, mm-hmm. to feel if the fit is proper and mm-hmm. great or whatever. And well, the same thing goes with shoes. You know, mm-hmm. I'm amazed at people who can buy their shoes online because I'm thinking you have tremendous faith.
Yeah, I guess for their feet, you know, they know their size and that fits them. It works out for them.
True.
I can't do that.
I don't think I've ever bought shoes online.
No.
I wouldn't do running shoes online either.
Maybe like a t-shirt. I think I could maybe buy a t-shirt online. That's pretty simple enough. But otherwise, I like to try it on as well. Well, so we see here that it takes some effort. You have to put some effort in there into it. And it says here, figuring it out through trial and error can be costly and painful. I like this phrase, trial and error, Catherine. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. This is a phrase that we use quite often. And this is just a way of solving a problem by trying different things and seeing what works and what doesn't. So what the author is kind of saying here is that figuring it out by buying a pair of shoes and running in them and then seeing whether or not they work can be very painful for you, but also cost you a lot of money.
We do a lot of things by trial and error. We use trial and error. Maybe if you're cooking, you use trial and
mm-hmm.
error. Or in anything that you're doing, really, you can try different things and see if they work.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be good for a lot of things, but in this case, it can harm your body, so you shouldn't use trial and error. You should just find out what's right for you and mm-hmm. do that.
Right, and also costly.
Yes, that's right.
That's a big thing.
Your poor wallet.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Liz, because as we look over to our sidebar on page 43, it says two mistakes the author made. The author of this article from the Detroit Free Press is Kristen Jordan Shamus.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells us more about what she went through. She actually used trial and error, it looks like here.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts off by saying that she made the mistake of picking up a pair of shoes, right, Catherine? A certain pair of shoes.
That's right. These were a pair of Asics, and that's just a shoe company, and they were on sale for $49.
Good price.
That is.
Yes.
Right.
It is. Good price. For this brand, yes.
Okay, and then they look similar to the running shoes that she already had. That makes sense. You're like, this looks like what I already have. It should work, right?
True.
But
it's your shoelace.
But it's dangerous to do that. Okay, maybe that's a little too general.
Well,
but
no, but I could see what some people would be looking at. Oh, whether it's more boxy in the front or mm-hmm. pointier in the front,
right.
or, you know, stuff like that. So, yes, actually, how her decision was made, it seemed very natural or mm-hmm. logical.
Right.
I know I myself, I've made choices that way too.
Yes. Well, what happened here?
Well, the first time that she wore them, the four outer toes on her left foot went numb. So she couldn't feel them anymore.
That's not good. Well, it turned out that the toe box, which is the front of the shoe there where your toes are, wasn't wide enough for her feet. And that would be painful because if you have wider feet, there's not enough room there. And so it's going to cause problems. So she says that was $49 down the drain.
Down the drain.
Did she go to the kitchen sink and put money in down the drain?
That's what it sounds like. But when we say something went down the drain, that means something's completely wasted, gone, and you can't have it back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, in her quest or in her search to find good shoes, to train for this marathon in Detroit, her next stop was a running store near her home. And what did the salesman do there, Catherine?
Well, he looked at her feet and he declared or said that a wide width shoe was the answer for her. So she spent some more money.
She spent $120.
But that looks normal.
Yeah.
That is normal.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes what we do, we think, oh, it costs more. It will work out well for me because I'm paying more for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she says that she was off with a pair of
Brooks Adrenaline.
Yes,
Brooks. And those are good.
Those are great.
Yes.
And they're a motion control stability shoe. And these are for people who overpronate, right? Mm-hmm. And so these are for people, their foot rolls inward too much, mm-hmm. right, Liz?
So gives you a lot of arch support.
Yes, very good. And so we see that, you know, this is what she bought. And what happened with those, Catherine?
Well, she wore them for a few times, but she had nothing but trouble with pain in her knees, her shins, and the arches of her feet. So they really hurt her a lot when she wore them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing she's using trial and error, and there's a lot of errors here.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't found what she needs yet. And then we see here, although the shoes got rave reviews, meaning mm-hmm. that people said, these are great. If mm-hmm. something gets rave reviews, they're enthusiastic about a product.
Mm-hmm.
And people said this online. They weren't right for her, and that's the key point here. You have to find out what is right for you. Well, we're going to learn more about her story in our last reading for today, which is entitled Personal Experience. Let's go ahead and listen to that reading right now.
Personal Experience. At Run Detroit, I had a foot and running form analysis. I learned that I don't overpronate or oversupinate. I have a wide foot, but do not need stability or motion control. I needed running shoes that were considered neutral. A stability shoe is basically a corrective device, said Justin Craig, co-owner of Run Detroit, and they are vastly overused and used incorrectly often.
All right, we're looking at the personal experience section here. I'm continuing to learn from Kristen Jordan Shamus, who is the writer of this article. And we begin this section with At Run Detroit. And we learned that, you know, she was preparing to run this marathon, but this is a particular store, Run Detroit. And she tells us more about what happened at the store.
That's right. At the store, she got a foot and running form analysis. So this is something you can do at a very specialized running store. Well, they will watch the way that you walk and run, right, Liz?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you analyze something, you examine it, right? And so if you're having this analysis conducted, they're examining her feet in this case.
Right.
And what did she learn?
Well, she learned that her feet, they don't overpronate, nor do they oversupinate, so they're normal. They are, however, in the next line, okay, she does have wide foot, and yet she doesn't need stability or motion control. And that's why the second pair of shoes she got, the Brooks Adrenalines, gave her so much pain, because they're meant to be for people with the need for arch support. But she doesn't need that kind of support. And that's why when you have too much support, it prevents your feet from being able to move properly. It's almost mm-hmm. like it's too rigid. And so that's why she's in pain. But the funny thing is, wide feet. A lot of people with wide feet, a lot of people just think, oh, because your feet are wide, you must be flat.
Mm.
It's a myth. Yeah.
That's why her toes had the problems, right? Because they didn't really fit in that toe box.
With the A6 that she got, the first pair, yeah, because her feet are wide and they were mushed in the toe box.
So stability shoes are good for those who overpronate, and also the motion control shoes are good for those who overpronate. And so she has normal feet, so she doesn't need those kinds of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on to say here, a stability shoe is basically a corrective device.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning that there's a problem with your foot and or with your feet, and they make the shoes in a certain way that help you to give you more support or whatever it is you need to help correct your problem.
Right.
So, and this is according to Justin Craig, the co-owner of Run Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And what does he go on to say at the end of this paragraph?
He says that they are vastly overused and they are used incorrectly often. So this word overused is a vocabulary focused word. And that just is talking about something that has simply been used way too often or too much.
Okay, so what we've learned today is that it's important to know what problems you may have with your feet. Maybe you have normal feet and you just get normal shoes then. But maybe you do have your feet have high arches or you're flat footed. Well, then go ahead and find the correct shoes for you. So we've learned a lot of good words today as well. Hope you maybe have marked those, maybe some other words that we don't have marked, and you go and look those up and practice using them. But we have more to talk about, don't we, panelists?
Yes, we do.
Definitely.
But we don't have time today. So you'll have to come back tomorrow, listeners. It's the last day of the month. Tomorrow is the 31st of March. Another month has already passed us by. And we're going to finish our fitness article tomorrow. So we hope you will join us again then. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.